Good morning, I'm Robbie Ellis, and this is Introductions, WFMT's weekly show that features the Chicago area's finest young classical musicians. I'm in Nichols Concert Hall today with a return guest, 18-year-old violinist Isabella Brown from Gurnee. Isabella was most recently on this show playing the Beethoven Violin Concerto with the Civic Orchestra of Chicago. That performance won her the 2020 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition and a chance to appear as a soloist with the CSO in an upcoming season. Another part of her prize package is this very appearance on WFMT. And today's episode of Introductions is dedicated to the memory of Beatrice Crane, whose advocacy of the arts and education in Chicago leaves a lasting legacy. Isabella has won many other first prizes, far too many for me to name, so instead of spending the next 5 minutes doing that, I'm going to say, Isabella Brown, welcome back to Introductions.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
All right. Nichols Concert Hall, obviously a very familiar venue for you. Your home venue for how long would you say now?
I've been recording here for probably 8 years, and then as part of the MIC Academy, which I recently graduated from my sixth year in, all of the chamber and orchestra concerts were here, so very familiar with the space.
And of course, your teacher was Almita Vamos, yeah, through the Music Institute of Chicago. So I did some research in our archives. By my count, this is the sixth episode of Introductions you've appeared on. First on this very stage with your two older brothers and also with some chamber groups. Can you talk about the chamber groups you've been in and what you like about that?
Yeah, so as part of the MIC Academy, they put you and other students in different chamber groups every year. So I have been in, I think, 4 string quartets, actually. So majority of my groups have been string quartets. And I think I was on Introductions with Fierro Quartet and Dasani String Quartet, yeah, which was a little more recently. And actually, quarantine from the pandemic kind of hit in the middle of our academy year with Dasani. And so that year, our Introductions was done over Zoom. Yeah, so that was different.
Did a Zoom interview, and that was the year where all these groups made their audition recordings for competitions, and then March hit, and well, your audition recordings are now your performances. Yeah. So later on in today's recital, we'll hear music by Amy Beach, Henrik Wieniawski, and something at 133 beats per minute, at least. But first, what is on the program first, and why'd you pick it?
So first, I'll be playing Brahms's Third Violin Sonata. And this is actually the first Brahms sonata that I've ever learned, and it was definitely a challenge. I would say one of the hardest sonatas I've learned, but it's also quickly become one of my favorite sonatas. It's kind of considered Brahms' most virtuosic sonata for violin and piano. It's the only one that he wrote that has 4 movements, and I really like that there's a lot of variety and contrast within those 4 movements. The second movement, in particular, contains some of the most beautiful music I think Brahms has ever written. And the 4th movement is my personal favorite. It's very stormy and dramatic, and I think it concludes the sonata very well.
Thank you very much, Isabella Brown. About to perform Brahms Violin Sonata No. 3 with Milana Pavchinskaya on piano. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
You just heard the Violin Sonata No. 3 of Johannes Brahms, performed by Isabella Brown, 18 years old of Gurnee, with Milana Pavchinskaya on piano. This is a show called Introductions, and it features the Chicago area's finest young musicians. Do you want to audition for the show? You can if you're if you're high school or earlier and you're local. So we've got a form on the website, wfmt.com/introductions. Find all the information there. You can also listen back to this show as well, wfmt.com/introductions. When we come back, Isabella and Milana play Amy Beach, Henrik Wieniawski, and something 133 at least. You're listening to Classical WFMT. I'm Robbie Ellis, and on Introductions today, I have 18-year-old Isabella Brown of Gurnee. She won the 2019 Cooper International Violin Competition, which led to a performance with the Cleveland Orchestra. And after that, she won the 2020 Crane Mailing Foundation Chicago Symphony Orchestra Young Artist Competition. That final performance was right before COVID. When can we look forward to your CSO debut?
So I will be playing in two concerts with them in late October.
Very good. What are you playing?
Okay, it's kind of tentative. I actually received an email about it this morning, but...
Okay, if you can't say, you can't say. It's okay.
No, I don't know. I'm not supposed to. I'll keep you guessing, I guess.
Okay, well, I'm sure it'll be on the CSO website. Late October, two engagements. I mean, you've performed with a whole bunch of Chicago area orchestras, like the Northbrook and the DuPage and the Oistrakh and the Civic Orchestra of Chicago, of course. But, I mean... What's your CSO debut going to mean to you?
I mean, it's been one of my biggest dreams for so long, and the fact that I have the opportunity to perform with them while I'm still a teenager, it's crazy to me. So I couldn't be more excited about it.
Fantastic. Well, you will have to get on a plane to go do that again, because what's happening next month?
Well, next month I'll be moving to LA to study at the Colburn School of Music with Martin Beaver. And Colburn has been a dream school of mine for a few years, and Mr. Beaver's an amazing teacher, so really looking forward to that.
Best of luck to you for that, Colburn School, lots of excellent grads. So up next on Introductions is the music of Amy Beach. So Isabella, tell us what you're playing and why, what to listen out for.
So next I'll be playing Romance by Amy Beach. And Amy Beach was kind of considered one of the greatest composers of the 19th and early 20th centuries. And, you know, she did face a lot of challenges due to the fact that she was a female composer during a time where that just wasn't very common and kind of looked down upon by some people. But despite that, she was very successful. She was actually the first American woman to compose and publish a symphony. And this romance that she wrote, when I first heard it, I fell in love with it. And it's just so beautiful.
So this is the Romance, Opus 23 of Amy Beach. Once again, Isabella Brown, 18 years old, on violin, with Milana Pavchinskaya on piano. This is Introductions.
Thank you.
the romance, opus 23 of Amy Beach, Isabella Brown on violin, Milana Pavchinskaya on piano. Not the first time they've performed it on WFMT. We heard it several months ago in a Dame Myra Hess memorial concert. This is Introductions. I have Isabella Brown with me, 18 years old, about to head off to college to study violin, the same as your older brothers, I believe. Is that right? What are they up to?
Well, Joshua, in the fall, he's going to start his senior year at the New England Conservatory, and then Nicholas recently graduated from Roosevelt University, and he's just trying to, you know, doing a lot of orchestra auditions.
So. Yes, the grind, yes. So the first time you were on Introductions, it was 7 years ago. It was on this stage. It was June 21st, so Make Music Chicago Day. The three of you violinists playing live to air. Do you remember anything about that day?
I do. Actually, yeah. It's very vivid in my mind because I was so nervous. I remember they had us lined up from oldest to youngest, so the height difference was like really funny because I was by far the shortest.
Very Von Trappy.
Yeah, yeah. And I also remember thinking that I was very glad that they were up there with me because I was so scared.
Oh, well, we've been so glad to have you on Introductions many times since then. So another piece that you played in your Dame Myra Hess concert, I think it was October last year, October, November or something like that. It was originally written for Hilary Hahn, short little thing. What is it? What's it called? Why is it called that? Et cetera, et cetera.
So the title of the piece is 133 at least. And this is in reference to the tempo, which the composer, James Newton Howard, he wants it to be played 133 beats per minute at least. So this is a very fast tempo, so it was a little bit of a challenge to get it up to speed.
But. Do you take it exactly 133, or is it...
I just go fast, fast as I can go, basically.
All right. Well, here's a piece called either Fast or 133 at least. It's actually the latter. It's by film composer James Newton Howard, Isabella Brown, and Milana Pavchinskaya. It was a piece called 133 at least by James Newton Howard. And Isabella Brown, you're now 18. This is your second solo recital on Introductions. We had you on December 2017. And I'm going to quote you back to yourself because that's always terrifying for any performer. It was Michael Sangabino asked you if you had a dream piece to play or a dream venue, and you said either the Ravinia Festival or Carnegie Hall playing Tchaikovsky's Violin Concerto. Three and a bit years on, you are a completely different person, of course. Is that still the same ambition? Would you want to revise that at this point?
I mean, that would be great at any point in my life to do.
Yeah. Is there another concerto that you really have an ambition to play?
I really want to play Shostakovich's first violin concerto.
Oh, so, yeah, it's a pretty gnarly one.
Yeah.
So the last piece you've got for us in today's recital is Henryk Wieniawski's Polonaise Brillante in A major. And you told me that there's quite a personal story associated with that one with your teacher, Almita Vamos. Well, first of all, is Almita Vamos still technically your teacher?
She'll always be my teacher in my heart. But I'm not really taking lessons from her right now because she's gone somewhere teaching. So, yeah.
But turning to this Wieniawski, the Polonaise Brillante, what's the story with this piece and you and Almita?
Yeah, so I actually learned this piece for the first time about 8 years ago. And I played it in my very first lesson with Mrs. Vamos. And I remember she didn't let me play past the first line. It wasn't very good, but I still really like the piece, so I wanted to relearn it for this program. And I recently had another lesson with Mrs. Vamos before she left for the summer, and this was the piece that I played for her. So I thought it was an interesting coincidence how it was the first piece I ever played for her and the last piece.
So she let you play beyond the first bars. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, here you're going to do the same on Introductions. Thank you, Isabella Brown. Effectively her graduation recital, I suppose. The Polonaise Brillante of Henryk Wieniawski with Milana Pavchinskaya on piano.
Thank you.
Some fireworks to end this week's introductions. The Polonaise Brillant in A major of Henryk Wieniawski, with 18-year-old Isabella Brown on violin and Milana Pavchinskaya on piano. Isabella Brown, currently of Gurnee, Illinois, soon to be of Los Angeles, California. She's moving out west to study at the Colburn School with Martin Beaver. Many thanks to give for this episode of Introductions to Almita Vamos, Isabella Brown's teacher for the last 8 years, to collaborative pianist Milana Pavchinskaya, and to the Music Institute of Chicago for letting us record in Nichols Concert Hall today. Also to Lauren E. Chan and Kira Dabowski of WFMT's Development Department, to Rob Curl at the Chicago Symphony Orchestra's Nagorny Music Institute, and to the Crane Mailing Foundation, a supporter of WFMT and of the Crane Mailing Foundation CSO Young Artist Competition, in which Isabella Brown was the most recent winner. WFMT dedicates this broadcast to the memory of Beatrice Crane, who recently passed away. Bea was a longtime member and generous supporter of the classical WFMT and WTTW family through her work at the Crane Mailing Foundation. We remember Bea's dedication to the arts and to education, as well as the joy she took in supporting young musicians. You can listen to today's episode again as a podcast. Go to wfmt.com/introductions and watch it again on our Facebook page, facebook.com/introductionswfmt. The audio engineer was Eric Arunas. The video producer was Keegan Morris, with assistance from our Andrew Patner fellow, Adela Skowronski. Thanks for joining us this morning, and please keep listening to Introductions on Classical WFMT with me, producer and presenter Robbie Ellis, every Saturday at 11 on Classical WFMT.